You're listening to Soundtracks, your source for the latest music and musings behind your favorite movies.
Despite what you may have heard about the movie, I can assure you the soundtrack for this movie is not broken. Mick Jost here, editor of Geek Tyrant.com. And today on Soundtracks, courtesy of Metropolis Music Group, we're covering the Broken City soundtrack, scored by Atticus Ross. And I'm sure you were really psyched about this movie when you saw the trailer, and then you saw the critical reviews and the general continuity plot errors in the film, and you were maybe a little dissuaded about it, so you probably didn't get a chance to see it in theaters, which is a shame, because the score for this is just great. I mean, Atticus Ross has grown in name substantially over the past few years. With this one, I go out on a limb and say it even tops The Social Network. Don't believe me? Well, judge for yourself. Here's Broken City to kick things off, right here on Soundtracks.
Thank you.
Broken City on the Broken City soundtrack on Soundtracks. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and if you're looking to pick up this fine musical score, which I highly suggest you do, check out Metropolis Music Group. You give them a Google search, you can pick it up there, you can pick it up on iTunes. And if you're a fan of Atticus Ross, I don't see why you wouldn't pick this up. For me, it ranks in his top two of musical scores, coming in front of The Social Network, as much as I like it, and just behind Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. I mean, you really can't compete with a three-hour epic of a soundtrack. And I do realize The Social Network won an Oscar for how good the score was. But, I mean, you're throwing Trent Reznor in on that. Not true Atticus Ross, which I feel like this one is a true embodiment of all the things that he gave to that score. So I feel like, you know, ranks higher a little bit in my mind. I know other people feel otherwise. That's cool. You know, no big deal. I have no problem with that. So what's Mr. Ross up to now? Well, he's gearing up to tour for the upcoming release of the album for How to Destroy Angels. That's Trent Reznor's band he's starting up with his wife at the lead, and then him and Atticus on the musical instruments. I don't really know what it is they play. I guess the electronic noises. They got their beat pads and their synths and their gross sounds that sound so good. It takes true talent to do that, for sure. Which, the whole EP for that album is online if you want to pick that up. Definitely worth a listen to, once again, if you're a fan of the Reznor-Ross combination. But I digress. Let's get back to the music, because that's what's important, right? Chasing Shadows, up now on Soundtracks.
Thank you.
Chasing Shadows right here on Soundtracks. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com. And while I don't have any comment post-movie release, I can tell you how Atticus Ross felt going into Broken City. He says, when Alan Hughes called to say he was embarking on a modern noir, that's really hard, a modern noir, that's, say that five times fast, a cut-rate detective, a femme fatale, a corrupt mayor, a real story with real emotion, and people drinking and smoking throughout. How could I not be? And without any doubt, I can say this is Alan at his most focused and intense. Carefully crafted story, full of passionate performances, in my opinion, his finest film to date. Yes, there are some problems with the film, however. In terms of continuity, something many critics and viewers pointed out, that when you watch the film, there's an opening scene in which they show a man who is shot through the chest. Well, Mark Wahlberg's character going throughout the film, explaining the crime to people, says that he has been shot in the head when very clearly you see the body and he is shot in the chest. So, glaring issues aside like that, some people are liking it, most no, but in no way am I saying you should not see this movie. I'm just telling you what I heard, so take that as you will. Let's go on to the next track. It's Missing Pieces, right here on Soundtracks. Missing Pieces off the Broken City soundtrack, courtesy of the Metropolis Movie Music Group. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and I want to thank, as always, all you soundtrack fans for your continued support and loyalty. You are what keeps the show legal and keeps it running as smoothly as it does. So with that, take it easy, have a good rest of your week, and enjoy Broken Men. Closing things out right here on Soundtracks. Like what you hear on Soundtracks? Visit GeekTyrant.com for an early release of the new episode and breaking news on your favorite movies, shows, and more. That's GeekTyrant.com.